Well, have you ever heard of Philippe Petit?
No, who's that? He's a tightrope walker.
A high wire artist. He performed an unauthorized walk between the Twin Towers in 1974. When I saw that on TV, it felt like divine inspiration. I decided I'd enlist in the Air Force and get my wings in Vietnam. It seemed like the perfect opportunity to finally go up. I dreamt of piloting since I was in my teens. But since I'm so short-sighted, I got stuck in the Marines. The infantry was miserable. I'd fantasize instead. I'd go inside my head, up in the sky. After I got back to the States, I knew I had to find some other way to fly. I told every girl who would listen about this obsession of mine. Most of them got scared, ran off, but Helen, she just said,
"Okay, let's do it."
And from that moment, I have never felt a doubt.
My mother didn't like him,
but we learned to tune her out.
I like that he was earnest with a different point of view.
And I could use a crew up in the sky, I'm sure I'll be. Some indescribable allure, and it's tantalizing me. There's quite a few requirements that still aren't met. Still my mind is set up in the sky.
After the wedding, he tried to get his amateur pilot's license.
My vision still wasn't good enough, even with my glasses. The DMV didn't seem to mind, so I started driving trucks.
And I started at the post office.
A few years went by, nothing. And then, one day, it came to me.
On our fourth anniversary.
It's unbelievable how inspiration struck. A vision so fantastic that I almost crashed the truck. An intricate contraption like a scene from Looney Tunes. A lawn chair and balloons up in the sky.
He turned around, drove straight home, and told me the plan. It was just too perfect.
We went to Sears and got the chair. $11. And then to Lowe's for 42 balloons.
Once we inflated them, each one was 7 feet across.
I used a pressure gauge to check that they were full. Jerry rigged a system with a counterbalance pull.
He almost left the parachute.
I didn't have much space.
He took it just in case.
Up in the sky, it's time to go. Don't know how high this thing can climb, but tomorrow we should know. 'Cause everything we dreamed about is in this chair. Now we're almost there, up in the sky.
And then the morning comes. We're standing in the backyard with my mother, who still doesn't like him. And he tells me, "Helen,
untie the ropes." Then I'm going up.
2,000 feet.
I'm going up to the sky.
3,000 feet.
I'm floating up. I'm barely breathing at 11,000 feet, and I give myself to
16,000 feet.
Once I got up that high, and that's about 3 miles, I was totally numb. I could see the Angeles National Forest way below me, with trees spread out like a carpet. The Pacific Ocean looked like rippled glass. I couldn't hear anything but the sound of the sky.
And then his CB radio went off. We still have the tape.
Please repeat, what airport did you take off from?
I didn't take off from an airport, buddy.
Who am I speaking with? Who's the pilot?
This is Walter Griffin.
Okay, I need to have the name of the airport, sir. Departure and destination.
The thing is, buddy, I'm not in the plane. This is an unauthorized balloon launch.
A balloon launch?
Yes.
What color?
They're red.
Wait, there's more than one balloon?
By my count, there should be 39 of them left.
Okay, you're saying that you're piloting a cluster of 39 balloons?
That's right. I'm piloting a cluster. I made a launch from my backyard at 1680 Clover Street, San Pedro, at around 10:30 this morning. And I'm in complete control of my craft.
Sir, hold on. Bobby, go get Alan. He's not going to believe this.
It was getting tougher and tougher to breathe, so I figured it was time to start my descent. I brought a BB gun with me for that exact purpose, to shoot out the balloons one by one. But then, out of nowhere, this gust of wind hits me, and the gun goes flying out of my lap.
I hate this part.
I love this part.
I sit there for a couple minutes, wondering if I'm gonna need to use the parachute.
Which I convinced him to bring.
When I notice I'm starting to lose altitude. The helium is leaking out of the balloons. I'm falling fast, so I slash the water gallons. I'm back down to 12,000, then 10, then 8, just drifting down. I watch the world beneath my feet, and I can hear it now, smell it now. I look back up at what I left behind. But I come to my senses when I realize I'm scraping across some guy's roof. The balloons get tangled up in some power lines, and that's how I make my return to Earth, hanging in the chair 8 feet above the ground.
They have to shut down the electricity for 4 blocks.
And the police came.
The officer looked at my license, sat and stared me at a while, and told me I was free to go. He couldn't even think of what to charge me with. Up in the sky we went that day. It was a milestone ascent we can never take away. To live your fantasy and saw it through.